grew up very locally, well, grew up here in Sandy. I'd just like to thank you guys for the opportunity to stand up here and talk to you guys this morning. I know that, I'm being baptized in July, so I'm a little ways off, but not here to come and, I don't know if the mic's working, not come here to come and preach at you guys or anything, but I just wanted to share with you guys what has been sort of pushed on my heart as I've read the scriptures for myself and sort of dealt with the process of becoming a disciple of the Lord, a Christian. And so I picked John 14, 25 to 35, because it highlighted something to me. So again, I'd like to thank you guys for the opportunity and the grace to have me stand up here. If you don't mind, I would just like to quickly pray before we start. So if you will bow your heads. Dear Lord, thank you for the opportunity today to stand here and to speak and to share what you've revealed to me. Lord, please help me speak for you, be a vessel. Lord, please help us have the patience and the open hearts to understand and the ears to listen. And thank you for all the amazing people that you have here in the church today. And thank you for the opportunity every day that you wake us up to give us give you more praise. And in Jesus' name, amen. Okay. So I've on this journey spoken to a lot of sort of new or young people seeking for something more and finding Christianity. But the thing that has really troubled my heart is the belief that people have of, if I believe, then I'm saved, and that's all I have to do. A lot of young people or preachers, even on YouTube or people that walk the street, will use the thief on the cross as an example as that. But as we're all aware, none of us here are thieves, the thief on the cross. We have given opportunities every day to wake up and praise the Lord in new ways and demonstrate our faith to the people around us. I've got to say, I'm feeling emotional. I don't even know why. And it's been very heartbreaking seeing those people struggle with the idea of belief versus faith, and not really truly understanding that the faith is the beginning of the journey to Christ. If we were to look at the thief on the cross and to say, if I was just to believe and I'll become a Christian and be saved, I think we'd all be in agreement that that would be quite the wide path for Christians to walk down, which is completely opposite of what, Jesus taught or the Bible teaches. For example, in Matthew 7, verses 13 to 14. Let's see if I can pull it up straight away in here. It says, even though enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only few find it. And that sort of slaps Everyone who believes that all I have to do is believe in the face, because that's not the narrow road. So reading through John 14 to 26 to 27, I just want to focus mainly on 25 and 26 to 27, mainly for now. What it doesn't say, as we all know, is that you're called to hate your loved ones. Jesus clearly isn't teaching that. He's clearly trying to call us to understand that our love for him and our faith in him needs to be stronger than even our family, the things that we love. It says in 25 that the large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate their father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple." For the disciples there at the time listening to this, and also for the crowds that have just been following Jesus, this must have been a slap in the face, because the Israelites have been through so much coming up to this point. They've been prosecuted, been through the Exodus, they've been through everything. And the thing that they held closely to themselves were, all they had was family and tradition and the things that they held dear. And these were extremely important things to them. So for Jesus to turn around and then say to them, if you don't hate your mother and father, your wife and children, must have been very painful for them to hear, or very difficult. And I understand that feels very difficult to hear, especially for me when I was reading this for the first time. Man, don't want to overshare too much, but I have a daughter, and I love my daughter more than anything. Well, I say more than anything, obviously not more than Christ, but I really struggled with the idea of putting anything before her. And at the moment, this year, I've only managed to see my daughter once. But I think through that, God has taught me that I need to put him forward, and then he'll bring my daughter back in my life. And I strongly feel that a lot of young people that I speak to, or new Christians, struggle with the things that they love, the lust that they have, or the love for money, or the need to be successful, or find something in this world that is ultimately temporary. So Jesus ultimately says that we need to put him forward above all. And truly that spoke to me, because it shows that faith, your faith in him, will produce good fruit in your life and will bring good scenarios and all these different things. And that's completely in contrast to what I hear day to day from these young Christians. I also like to read a bit of James, if that's okay. James. I will read James 22 to 25. But just before that, I'd like to say that obviously, once you put your faith in Christ, there needs to be there's an inward change, but then there needs to be the outward the product of your faith. And this also spoke to me because a lot of young people then, or people, even myself, I say young people, I'm one of those people that do this, but we have our faith, and then we don't act on our faith in the ways that we should. So in James 1:22, it says, "Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at their face in the mirror and after looking at his face of themselves goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they've heard but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." I think once I accepted that, I think that God started in my own personal life producing brand new scenarios and opportunities. And like I said, I got to see my daughter this year, and from the trajectory of way things are going, it looks like I'm gonna be able to get her back in my life in a more, you know, sustained way, and now with a renewed faith. And so looking forward to, obviously I want to bring multitudes of people to this church. I want to bring a lot of young people here and new people here. I want to make sure that they don't just believe, but they listen to the word and they do what the word says. I think that's truly what makes the difference between a believer of Christ and a disciple of Christ. And so I just wanted to share that today. I know that it's not super long. I thought I could break down a lot more of John, but I think I would end up being here all day. So looking forward, I would love for us to make sure that the young people that we bring here and the faith that we build in these new people produces good fruit rather than just leaves. So I just want to leave that with you guys and not go too far. I'm sure if you guys want me to stand up here another time, then that can be. But I'd like to close with a prayer. And sort of look forward to bringing new people and faithful people to Christ. So if we bow our heads again, I'd like to have a closing prayer. Dear Lord, again, I thank you so much for the opportunity to speak today. And not only that, Lord, I thank you, and I don't think we give thanks enough for this, but Lord, I thank you so much for writing our names in the book of life, that you called us to heaven and to do amazing things here on earth, despite the pain, the hardship, so that we produce good fruit so more people can feast on the word. For you prepared a book full of the word that we can feast upon and understand, and that can produce amazing things in the people around us. Thank you again, Lord, for all the people in here, the strong believers, that we bring more people to your kingdom, Lord, and you use us as vessels. Thank you for dying for all our sins on the cross, for all of us have fallen short. And I thank you for your abundance grace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. All right. Wow. Well done, buddy.